Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
As we wake up this morning and look at grey clouds outside, we think, whoa, the weather just so gets us down, doesn't it? So here's something just to add to our pain, as forecasters are predicting one of the coldest winters on record. Yes, it's always, we always get these stories, don't we? About February time, we get some barn pot coming on saying we're going to have the hottest summer ever. And around about sort of end of August, beginning of September, you always get some barn pot coming on saying we're going to have the coldest winter ever, just to get the name in the headline. So this is the name you've got to remember. It's a guy called James Madden. He works for a company called Exacta Weather. Well, we'll see, won't we? He suggests that freezing cold temperatures could set in by October, caused by plunging temperatures in the Atlantic, a changing Gulf Stream and low solar activity. What on earth's that? Forecasters warning a repeat of the bitter winter of 1962-63, when it snowed for 5 months and part of the sea froze over. So there we go. There's some good news to kick off Monday morning. Oh, dear. We all remember that very cold winter, don't we, of 62-63. Oh, yeah. No. Now, Saturday afternoon, Wigan Athletic, disappointing. Lost 3-2 at Port Vale. It was a thrilling finish. What an exciting finish again. But not quite good enough this week. One thing we set up during the show, though, followed on from a story we ran on this show last week. We revealed that some research had revealed 30 of the most overused football clichés. So I gave our commentary team a list of the 30 clichés, and they had to try and get as many of them into commentary as they possibly could. Now, there were probably more than this, because, to be honest, they were coming out so rapid-fire, I couldn't catch them all. So here are some of them. Here are a few of the classic football clichés as presented by our commentary team, Ashley Horton and Neil Rimmer, on Saturday afternoon. Have a listen and rack them up as we go along. Here we go.
Poor header. He had more time on the ball and he's got to try and hit the target.
Leapt like a salmon.
Yeah, head like a kipper. I think the way Port Vale are playing, they're looking to get the ball behind to the young lad up front, who he has got genuine pace. In midfield, it's funny because Perkins, he's one of those players, gives you 110% all the time. Yeah, Kellett again, he looks good on the ball. He's got a cultured left foot, hasn't he? He's not a bad player. And he, look, it's a game of two halves, and let's hope it goes in the second half our way. It's a booking, and it's handbags, isn't it? Real end-to-end stuff now, isn't it? You get a corner, you put it in the mixer.
I got eight there out of that lot. How many? You get eight, yeah. There was probably a couple more hidden there as well. I didn't quite spot. And certainly through the 90 minutes, I think there were more. So well done to Neil and Ash for coming up, rising to the challenge yet again at the weekend.
Click and collect with Asda on Milo in the morning.
Okay, so we've got more chances for you to win this week with Asda and their new collection point at Haydock Petrol Station on the East Lakes. And Thomas is on to play this morning. Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Thomas. Now, you're calling from Wigan. You're just about to do the school run. How many? Which school are you heading towards, Thomas, as we
Beach
speak?
Beach Hill Primary.
Sorry?
Beach Hill Primary in Wigan.
Beach Hill Primary. OK, how many kids you got, Thomas?
Six.
Sorry?
Six kids.
OK. How many of them are you dropping off at school this morning?
Four this morning.
Four. So what happens to the other two? Where are the other two?
They're only young. They're only 1 year old, so they're twins.
Twins?
Yeah.
Blimey. But you're surprised when you got the scan result of that one, weren't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Dear me. Okay. So, what did you do over the weekend then? I bet you must have a big vehicle. Where did you go?
Yeah, the park there, it's pretty good.
Excellent. Okay, good. Right, well, let's see if we can sort you out with some vouchers here to spend online with Asda. Sounds like you might need them in your house. We've got up to £200 to spend on their click and collect service. So what I did, I clicked a few moments ago. It's time for you to collect the money. So let's go through the order. What were the four things that I ordered this morning? Thomas, let's do them one at a time. Go on for it. Oh, hang on a second. You're disappearing. Come back to us. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you now. Go on.
The Kingsmill 50-50 loaf.
Kingsmill 50-50 loaf, that's right, yeah, 50 quid.
Then there was the tuna of sweet corn filler.
Yes, that's 100 quid then, you got £100, go
and
for it.
And then there was the orange Capri Suns.
Yes.
And then there was the Disney Star Wars yoghurt.
Correct, well done, you got all four. You've just got yourself £200 to go and spend online with Asda and their new collection point.
That's correct. Hey, yeah, thanks a lot.
Well done, Thomas. Well, enjoy your school run this morning. I bet you don't get a word in edgeways. So thanks for spending some time with us. And we'll speak to you soon. Take care, Thomas.
And a radio DJ is suing Taylor Swift over groping allegations.
I wish. Oh, it's the other way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's more on that at wishfm.net.
I told her to keep her hands off, but she just refuses. No, we had an email last week from a mum who was telling us about two of her children whose summer holidays probably hadn't been exactly what they'd have been expecting, and they hadn't really had the opportunity to enjoy it as much as they'd have liked. So I thought I'd do something about it. Now, they should just be getting ready now to go to St Wilfrid's in Standish, which is where they go to school. So we've got their phone number here. We've sorted out a couple of surprises for them, so let's give them a call.
Hello,
is that Isabella?
Yeah.
Hello, Isabella. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're good. Right, my name's Chris, and I work on the radio. I think you listen to me when you're going to school on a morning.
Yeah.
Okay, now, your mummy sent me an email, okay, all about the summer that you've had, because I know your mummy's just had twins, hasn't she? What are your little brothers called?
Noah and Oliver.
Noah and Oliver, and they were born a bit early. They've been a bit poorly over the summer, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where have you spent a lot of your summer, Isabella?
In the hospital.
In the hospital with mummy and daddy and your little... You've got a brother as well. What's your other brother called?
Oscar.
Oscar, you're surrounded by all these boys, Isabella, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so your mummy told me about how good you have been over the summer while your little twin brothers have been in hospital, okay? So I've been speaking to a few of my friends, and my friends thought you were amazing, okay? So, Isabella, I've got a couple of little treats for you and your brother Oscar, okay? So have a little listen to this... First of all, okay, here's one of my friends who sorted out a little treat for you. Have a little listen to this.
Hi, Isabel. Hi, Oscar. My name's Gemma from South Lake Safari Zoo. We heard about how good you've been over the summer holidays, and we wanted to sort out a treat for you. We'd like you to come to the Safari Zoo as our guest and visit all the animals here, as well as a special encounter with our giraffes, lemurs and penguins, where you can hand-feed them. We hope to see you soon.
Isabella, you and your brother, we're going to look after you at South Lake Safari Zoo. They're going to take you behind the scenes so you can see all the animals and you can feed the animals. Is that all right for you as a little treat?
Yeah, thank you.
How cool's that? I tell you what, we've got another treat. Shall I tell Oscar what your other treat is?
Yeah.
Go on, stick Oscar. Is Oscar there?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Good.
Now, I understand you've been a really good boy over the summer, so here's another of my little friends, OK, who's got a little treat for you and your sister to go and do in a few weeks' time. Have a little listen to this.
Hi, Isabella and Oscar. My name is Phil from the Blue Planet Aquarium. Chris told us about what's been going on for you over the summer, and we'd like to treat you to a special day out here at the aquarium. We'll get the guys to give you a guided tour and see behind the scenes of our awesome shark tank, and you can meet the divers. And we'll also make sure that Charlie the Clownfish will be on his best behaviour.
Oscar, you're going to go to the South Lake Safari Zoo to see all the animals there, and we're also going to take you down to Blue Planet Aquarium, where you're going to feed the sharks. You're going to meet the divers who look after all the fish down at Blue Planet Aquarium. How cool's that, Oscar?
Good.
Is that good? Well, I hope you have a couple of fabulous days out, because I know you've been really good over the summer. Is Isabella still there with you?
Yeah.
Stick her back on the phone. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Isabella?
Yeah?
Hello. So you're going to go to South Lakes, you're going to go to Blue Planet Aquarium. I was just telling Oscar there, you're going to go to Blue Planet Aquarium as well. You're going to feed the sharks. How cool's that?
It's really cool.
Do you like... Are sharks scary?
Not really.
Not really? You're dead tough, aren't you? Hey, Isabella, thanks for coming on the show this morning, and thanks for being such a good boy and girl for your mummy and daddy over the summer holidays. They're so proud of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. We're